Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Where else would you rather be on a Tuesday night? I'm Kevin Walsh. Coach James Young is sticking around with us. We're live on Sports Grid. We got a lot to go through. Do me a favor, JY. Reset the two big games starting at 7 o'clock in the college basketball world, dear. Let people know what you are betting in Mississippi State, Kentucky, and Houston, Cincinnati.
I'm going with Kentucky plus the points, sprinkle on the money line. I think they went outright. And then I'm going to go Houston minus 13.5 in a whiteout at home versus Cincinnati.
All right. I am going to, and I mentioned I was going to do this, I am adding three sides to the college basketball board. One of them is at 7 o'clock, and it is going to be the Kentucky plus 4.5. I will say this. I get it. Trap, danger, worry, panic, all this stuff. I don't care. I think this is too many points. If this line was pick, I'm not on the game. I know there are people who tell you, oh, come on, you're taking 4.5. This isn't going to land in between 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's not necessarily true, okay? These games are close. This game will be close the whole way, and I will be happy down the back stretch to have the 4.5 points in my back pocket. I get Mississippi State. Mississippi State being a favorite in this game is understandable, okay? But I will let you know this. When Tennessee showed up here, they laid a number. When Auburn showed up here, they laid a number. And the Bama game was basically pick. Now, you can tell me that all three of those teams are better than Kentucky. Maybe they are. Markedly better? Again, it depends how you want to tier it off, okay? But I think this is a spot where the 4.5 now is way too much. Justin Edwards is my favorite bet of the entire night over the 8.5 points. That's how we're looking to get it done. We've got our radio audience in the mix. We're happy to have you with us here on SiriusXM, Channel 159, Kevin Walsh and Coach James Young. JY, I want to keep going through your NBA picks here tonight and see where you're finding some value. But before we do that, the Knicks-Pelicans game is one that has people's attention. It's a 6.5-point line. The Knicks are out. We know Randall. We know OG Anunoby. But now Isaiah Hartenstein and, of course, Jalen Brunson, the big one, out. And this is only the second time this year that Brunson and Randall have missed the same game. The prior time, it was against the Dallas Mavericks. It was in the Garden. It happened actually about 3 weeks ago. And Dallas laid 5.5. They won that game by 14 points. What do you think of this Knicks game here tonight, JY, with basically 4 of the 5 starting lineup members out for this game?
Doc, this may not be good. I mean, if you want to start looking at props, you know, maybe you could look at DiVincenzo, but I think his market's going to be way, way too high. I would be looking at Deuce McBride. When he's gotten minutes, I know I took him last night. He didn't come through for me, but that was at a very low number. I'm trying to see, you know, nothing on BetMGM. But shop around, so you can find something on someone like Deuce McBride, and then maybe look at a double-double market. It's probably near minus money or even money. Precious Achiuwa, minus 120, has rebounded the ball extremely well for the Knicks. His points prop is at 12.5. I'm not seeing where his rebounds are, but Precious has played really well, 10.5. So I will go double-double Precious Achiuwa, minus 120 on BetMGM.
All right. By the way, the other two college sides I'm adding, I've talked about them. Give me BYU plus 8. Give me San Jose State plus 21.5. The fact that Kansas is playing without McCullough for the second game in a row, I think it's going to be too much. I know it's the fifth game you'll have missed all year, but I think this is a nice spot to be betting on BYU. I like this BYU team. It looks like a little bit more than the market. I'm fine with that. And then I think this is a good spot. San Diego State basically spent every game in a row playing all the best teams in this conference. The looking of the trap spot was at Fresno. They smashed that team by 30. Now I think it's a little bit more difficult to get up again and lay 21.5 points, which is what they're laying tonight. So I like this spot here on San Jose State. JY, did you bet anything else on tonight's college board? Was there anything else that was catching your attention here with a few other ranked teams in action?
I like Texas Tech minus the points at home versus Texas. The Texas team, I think, is not very good. Grant McCaslin's done as good of a job as anyone in the country, and he doesn't get enough credit for what he's done. I'm going to take Texas Tech minus 3.5, and I went the other way. I did take Kansas. I know McCullough is out, but it's kind of like this Kentucky team. At some point, these teams got to start to get going, and I think this is a spot where they're at home, they're at Foghound, they play well. BYU sometimes struggles on the road. I took Kansas minus the points.
Let me ask you with this Kansas team, though, JY, with the Kevin McCullough injury, is this a team that can make a, you know, Sweet 16, Elite Eight run still if McCullough is going to be out for a while? Do you think that they're still deep enough to make that type of run?
Sweet 16, yes. They need McCullough if they want to get all the way to possibly a Final Four. And I think Kansas is an interesting case because they're one of the teams, Kevin, that I want to see where they get slotted, right? Could they get themselves to a one line? I guess if they beat Houston, and I think that's the finale of the Big 12 regular season, I'm not mistaken, is Kansas at Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They still have to play one more time. If Kansas finds a way to get themselves to a two line and with Arizona as the one, honestly, I would honestly take Kansas over Arizona in that spot. But they need McCullers in order to do so. He's that junkyard dog, kind of, if you think about it, folks, for NBA, like, he's like the Aaron Gordon, but a better jump shot, right? Does a little bit of everything, rebounds, defends, runs the floor, hits shots. I think he's very important to that team.
Yeah, I think you could argue he's their best player. I know a lot of
most
people
important.
Would still say Hunter Dickinson.
I think most important.
I mean, he's leading the team in scoring. JY, right? I mean, I think any way you want to slice it. And, you know, right now they're projected on the two line. And, you know, it's always interesting how people want to play this. You have your brackets, you have your betting. But we are kind of now in a situation where every single year a 15 seed seems to win a game. And, you know, if Kansas is going to roll into one of these games and be without their most important player, their best player, however you want to slice it, that's concerning. And again, it's also, look, yes, it does fit into my narrative that I'll probably end up fading the Big 12 in the tournament because I can't stand that this conference is going to put the entire conference basically in the NCAA tournament. It just drives me nuts. Have we not learned that lesson enough when, you know, trying to put the entire Big 10 in and watching them embarrass themselves every year? But, again, I think it's really interesting. But I'll say this, to Coach's point, you're going to get a good look tonight. I know that, you know, unless they go much deeper, right, you're not going to play Texas BYU-caliber teams early consecutively. But keep in mind, they were about a 10-point favorite against Texas. They're an 8-point favorite tonight. They're home for both of these games. If Kansas gets upset here tonight by BYU, which I think is possible, I know J.Y.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's not. But if they do, it's a little bit of insight into what life could look like for the Jayhawks without McCullough. We are coming up against the break, though. We've still got a full NBA board to break down for you with Coach James Young, plus some more NHL breakdowns with Joe Maddon. And Dave Sharapan will be here as well. It's a Tuesday night on Sports Grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on SportsGrid, I'm Kevin Walsh, Coach James Young in the mix big time on a Tuesday night. JY, let's hit this NBA board. Let me know where you're finding some value here. We do have three games that just started. Cavs, Mavs, Magic, Nets, and Wizards, Warriors. That 7:30 window has Hawks, Jazz, Celtics, Sixers, and Knicks, Pelicans. We talked a little bit about a lot of these games, but we've not gotten to this matchup yet in Boston where the Celtics are a double-digit favorite against the Philadelphia 76ers. What are you looking for here, JY?
I'm going to go, ready for this, to the grizzled veteran. I'm going Al Horford. Yes,
Paul Reed.
Al Horford over 11.5, some places 12.5 now, points plus rebounds. Over 10 of his last 15 games, I think this is a game because he's going to guard Paul Reed. He's going to probably be in the lineup a little bit. He's playing good basketball. Father time has not caught up to him yet. It's coming, folks. It just hasn't here yet. Al Horford over 12.5 points plus rebounds tonight.
Joe, are you surprised at all at the size of this line here tonight?
Yeah.
Boston 11.5, 12.5 point favorite?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I heard you, you know, in the car on the way in, and it really speaks to what the books think is the overwhelming dominance of the Boston Celtics. And I just think this is a lot of points for a team that if with Maxey, with Tobias Harris, even with the Kelly Oubre, they can get hot, Kevin. And if this was 6.5, 7.5, I'd get it. 12.5? Way too many points. I'm not betting it, but if I bet a side, I would have took the points tonight.
All right, let's take a look then at the Milwaukee Bucks, JY. A team that you and I bet on, their updated win total of 50.5, and the start could not be better. They win in Minnesota. They dominate in Philadelphia. Now back home, ironically enough, the scariest game that they've played so far. I didn't take the points with Charlotte because I actually thought the number was light. I thought it would be a little bit more. I thought this might be 15.5, 16.5, so I stayed away from it. But, man, this is a spot that I shouldn't be worried about with the Bucks, but there are a part of me really is.
You know, and it's crazy that you say that because I couldn't touch the total or the side as well. I went Giannis over 29.5 points. And maybe my only concern, Kevin, is if this is a blowout, he may not need to get there. So another way you may want to look at it, I saw, I believe, on BetMGM, Giannis over 6.5 points for the first quarter. You figure if he gets going, it's going to be going early. To me, if you don't want to take the over 29.5, look at Giannis to go over 6.5 points in the first quarter tonight.
I think those, you know, the quarter betting stuff, JY, obviously, you know, when a guy's on a heater, it helps. When a guy can kind of come out dialed. And I think back home, I like that look for Giannis. I do. So he's occasionally been having some slow starts, and then he goes crazy in the third quarter. I mean, the amount of times that I've seen, it's not been that many, but it's been a few, where he has 12 points at the break, live prop at 25.5. He has 25 going into the fourth quarter. I mean, it's just what he's capable of. We absolutely know that, and we'll see how he steps up here tonight. Let me ask you, JY, you know, you and I haven't talked a lot about this, but Victor Wembanyama has completely run away with the Rookie of the Year award, at least through the lens of the odds. And Wemby has now three straight games with five blocks. He's leading the league in blocks per game at 3.3. What do you make of Victor Wembanyama tonight catching double digits here against the Minnesota Timberwolves? And is this a game you're looking to bet? And again, just kind of the way Wemby is seemingly shut the door on Chet Holmgren for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he shut the door, threw away the key here. And I think, you know, when you look at Minnesota, you know, you talk about, I think you made a really good analysis about looking at a player like Rudy Gobert tonight and his points prop. I think he went 15 plus. I think it was 15 and a half, if I heard you earlier on my way in. But to me, a San Antonio team, that's been better. 3-2 against spread their last five games. You know, they do have some close losses. Minnesota's been a pretty good against spread. I still think Minnesota gets there, but I'm really intrigued by this matchup tonight of the two Frenchmen going against each other. I think Rudy will get busy inside. I think Wemby goes off outside. Kevin, let me ask you this. And I was thinking about this, like, I think yesterday, the day before. Is Wemby a top 25 or top 20 player yet in the NBA right now? Or is he outside of your top 25? I think he's top 20.
He's in there. No, he's within the top 25. I think I saw some people like a month and a half in be like, "Oh, you should bet Wemby for MVP." I get it, but he obviously had zero chance to win league MVP. Like, obviously. But I you want to, you know, kind of jump ahead, JY. I'm very interested to see what his price will be next year. You know, again, he isn't playing enough minutes to have a chance to win the award, right? He isn't playing enough minutes to have a chance. But you would think that could stop next year. They apparently, along with the Lakers, will be interested in trading for trading for Trae Young. And that all of a sudden gives Wemby, I mean, basically the idea is nobody on the Spurs knows how to get him to basketball.
No, that's true.
He could average next year. If they get Trae Young, JY, that Victor Wembanyama stat line.
30.
27-12 with four assists and four blocks. I don't know. Is that crazy? Does that sound nuts?
Kevin, he's averaging 21 a game in 28 and a half minutes. I also think San Antonio, and I wonder if they do this, I think they got to move Keldon Johnson. I think he'll probably be part of the Trae Young package because you could center around Keldon and some picks. You got to move one of the forwards, and it's going to be Keldon. You're not going to move Sohan. The other guy, Collins, I think he stinks, but whatever. But the heater that Wemby has been on as of late, you know, averaging this month 21 points per game, you know, in 28 minutes, like, Kevin, like some of these stat lines he's putting up, like, you know, 27 points against Toronto in 28 minutes. Like, the guy has played over 30 minutes. I'm looking at season, Kevin, I think 7-8 times, but he hasn't done it since the 29th of January. Like, Kevin, I don't even think there's a game he's played 35 minutes. So if you up it once, Golden State, so if you get him to 35 minutes a night, right, with a competent point guard that you have to respect and Trey, I think 27, 28 points per game is not out of the question with Wemby. I think when he puts on the weight, forget like Steve, like, yo, if he puts on the weight, it's going to be Giannis. He is Giannis on the Barry Bonds steroid Balco diet. I mean, this guy will be Mount Rushmore-esque if he puts on the weight because he really, Kevin, can do it all, and he impacts the game in more ways than, honestly, at his age, that I've ever seen.
Yeah, look, again, I think Wemby is spectacular. I mentioned it the other day. A lot of people are wrapped up in the face of the NBA thing. He is the answer. It's Tatum, SGA, and none of these guys. It's none of these guys. It's Victor Wembanyama. That'll be, you know, on display. Quickly, Coach, any thoughts on that Thunder-Rockets game tonight? A near double-digit line for OKC, these teams playing close back-to-back?
No, I like OKC minus the points. I also like Atlanta on the money line to win. And Detroit, I'm not touching it. They're in a bad mood. Miami, -6.5, now 7.5. I think they beat Portland by 15+. They're playing well.
All right, there you go. Coach James Young helping us out here on Game Time Decisions. Joe Maddon is in next.
Sports Grid.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on SportsGrid, it is a Tuesday night, which means we have a packed slate of NHL action. And to help us break down the remaining games, that would be Joe Maddon. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you doing tonight?
I'm feeling good. We've got eyeballs on a Kentucky-Mississippi State game. That has been an exciting start. We'll see how the Wildcats can bounce back from an early deficit. But let's get to the ice here, Joe, because there's a lot of good games. And I want to start with the one that I think most people are excited for, which is Colorado and Dallas. This Avs team, see, I learned my lesson. They look to be in a very similar spot to what the Oilers were in when they played Boston and lost. So I was like, oh, I'll bet the Avs. I took a step back. How are you approaching the game with Colorado and Dallas?
I have to look at Colorado. They're one of the favorites that I actually do like tonight. I think looking at the Dallas Stars here, this team on the second night of a back-to-back after the overtime loss last night versus the Islanders is going to come out and struggle. And I do think last night they were on that look ahead already with these two teams sitting here in the Central. We got the Avs sitting third and the Dallas Stars sitting first. But it's the Avs for me at home, looking at their home record, 22-6 straight up at home. We know Nathan MacKinnon is riding that huge point streak, 28 points so far at home on the season. And I do think he continues here. And I think the Avs have enough to get this win over the Dallas Stars. I just think the Dallas Stars are inconsistent. Even with Jake Oettinger in goal, I think this is going to be an absolute battle out there. Too many playmakers for Colorado at home tonight, Kevin, for me.
Yeah, I was. It was kind of funny. I guess this is where I realized I still don't know as much as I'd like to about hockey. But I thought I would get a Cal Makar, like points prop or
love
assist prop,
Makar.
Low.
Yeah.
But it was way too expensive for what I was expecting. Again, it doesn't mean it can't come in. But you know, the points prop is. I mean, you know, for a single point is, you know, close to -300. For an assist, -175. So it's just a little out of my range, but I do like the look on the Avs. Let's go to some of the 8 o'clock window here. The Ottawa Senators are in action tonight, Joe. And I know that, you know, this at times can be an up-and-down team, but they go to Nashville against the Predators. What are you looking for?
Okay, they're coming off their worst game of the season last night. Kevin, I sat here and told you last night every reason why you should take the Ottawa Senators, and the Washington Capitals completely dominated, getting the huge win over them. I expect the bounce back here out of the Ottawa Senators. I think they have everything in them to be able to get this win, and we're getting great plus money. When you look Predators, they are returning from a road trip, and it was a very successful road trip. They went 5-0 on that road trip. Now they're back home. This is a typical letdown spot for teams, especially off such successful road trips, versus an Ottawa Senators team that performance was absolutely awful out of them. They had been rolling hot before that, and I really do think they overlooked the Capitals and thought they were going to have a nice, easy win. They rolled in as the road favorite last night, right around that minus 137 mark, and completely couldn't get it done. So looking at them here tonight with the plus money, I've got to back them. With Corpusello in net, I think they will have enough. Now, I do think this one trends to that over in this one, because you look at Corpusello last night, he took over for Forsberg after the first 20 minutes. So he played 40 minutes out there on the ice. We know the Predators can score the goals as well. So team total for the Senators, team total for the Preds. I like all of them. I really do think higher scoring game here, and we'll have success on the Senators on the road with that plus money.
All right, Joe, maybe a lower scoring situation in Winnipeg. You know, you've mentioned that they play some lower scoring hockey, and they are a home favorite against the St. Louis Blues, total 5.5. How are you looking to attack this game?
Okay, I wanted to tack this and take the full game under that total, but I just couldn't get there because we know the Winnipeg Jets are able to score. I isolated the St. Louis Blues here, their team total under 2.5. I just don't think that they can be able to put up those goals. They've struggled to put up the goals versus the Winnipeg Jets, and we look at Bussois in net tonight, and while it's not Connor Hellebuck, it's kind of like when you look at the Boston Bruins and Omar Consuegra, you don't have that huge drop off. Bussois is a solid goalie out there. He's got a 2.28 goals against average and a 920 save percentage. I think he can do enough in this one to really limit the St. Louis Blues. They don't have the firepower, I think, to get that puck past him tonight. I'm going to take their team total under the 2.5, Kevin.
All right. Certainly like the look there, Joe. Let's keep going through this board here. We got the Minnesota Wild as a home dog against the Carolina Hurricanes here. This total 6.5, but a lot of juice on the under. What are you expecting in this game?
I'm expecting the Wild to be able to pull off the complete upset win here at home. I'm just not loving Carolina in this situation. When we look at them versus the Wild, it's the goaltending here that I do think can get them the win. Gustafson has been phenomenally strong for the Minnesota Wild versus the Carolina Hurricanes. You can take his safe shots on goal over the 28.5. He's had two career starts versus the Carolina Hurricanes. He's got a 1.49 goals against average in those two starts in a save percentage 9.52. So this is a team that he absolutely can beat. Now, I do think this is a low scoring defensive battle. We know how strong Carolina is out there on the defensive side of the puck, but I do think the Minnesota Wild, with the plus money we're getting on them at home, has every ability to win this in a low scoring 2-1 style game. So give me the Wild, that plus money, and Gustafson. I love his prop over that 28.5. The Wild do allow their goaltenders to be hit hard, and I think Gustafson will do enough.
All right, Joe, let's move it over now to this 9 o'clock window here. Calgary is a minus 126 home favorite against the LA Kings. I think a lot of respect for the Kings, it appears, on this money line, despite their dog price. This total's booked at 5.5. How do you feel about Calgary, LA?
Okay, this is going to be one of those situations where Calgary absolutely has to show up and not get in that penalty box, because otherwise we will see the LA Kings be able to convert. Now, Calgary has a really strong kill out there, right around that 82% mark, but it's the LA Kings and their power play is strong. I'm looking for this to go back to a defensive battle. We know Calgary 5-on-5 has been playing great hockey and has been able to score, but the Kings are built on the defense, and I really do think Calgary needs to lock down as well in this one. I'm going to take the under 5.5. And I do think another way to look would be the Kings team total to the under 2.5. We look at the LA Kings, and they've struggled to score in the month of February. They're only averaging that 2.56 goals per game, while overall on the season, they're averaging 3.05. So Kempe is expected to be out of this lineup. I do think isolating the Kings with Kempe out is a solid way to go, because if this one goes over, I think it's because Calgary maybe gets that empty netter in the 4-2 situation. So I love the plus money. We're getting to the under 5.5, but I also like the Kings team total under that 2.5, Kevin.
All right, there you go. Again, there's a lot of games live right now, but a lot more coming up. So let's keep it moving here, Joe, because we've got to get this game between the Canucks and the Pittsburgh Penguins here. Vancouver, a home favorite in this matchup against Sid the Kid and Pittsburgh. How do you find some value?
I am so excited for this one, and I really do think lots of people are doubting the Vancouver Canucks out here. They're not really getting the respect in the marketplace. Lots of people thinking like the shine is going to wear off on this team, and I'm not buying into it. Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins have been a strong team. Sidney Crosby, so phenomenally good out there. I do think Vancouver can get a big win in this one. They're too juicy on the money line, but looking at them on the puck line, laying a goal and a half is coming in at plus 150. This team's sitting 18-9 on the puck line, on the season at home. I think they have every opportunity with all their playmakers on offense to be able to play a huge game here, cover that puck line, and hit Tristan Jarry hard. So I'm taking the Vancouver Canucks puck line plus money at plus 150, Kevin.
You know, it's funny because, again, for me, and we talk about this, but so often I feel I only have ever considered puck lines when a team is minus 220. And it's like, oh, I got, you know, I'm just trying to get minus 110. But that's a lot of plus money. And if Vancouver wins tonight, they certainly could win by margin here against Pittsburgh. So I love bringing the plus money into the fold here, Joe. We'll go to this game with the Sharks coming up next year. We've got San Jose against the New Jersey Devils. And, you know, this New Jersey, man, minus 250 just feels like a lot to get to with the Devils on the road. Yeah. How do you feel about their matchup with San Jose?
This is a game that can really go either way. The New Jersey Devils do not instill a lot of faith in people, but they should be able to come out and beat the San Jose Sharks. But when we look at the last 10 matchups between these teams, Kevin, it's not pretty for the New Jersey Devils. The Sharks have either won or covered that puck line in the last 10. So taking the New Jersey Devils on the puck line just doesn't make sense to me, even though I think they are the stronger team. Looking at the Sharks here, I don't have faith in them. I can't sit here and stomach taking them on the puck line or straight up for the win, but I could see a way that they could win this game versus New Jersey. I'm going to look at the first period, and I expect the fireworks to come out in the first period, and I take the over 1.5 at minus 132, and I am laying juice here, but this way, if it's the Sharks, then I'm okay. And if it's the Devils to come out and score too, I'm okay. Or both of these teams to score. I just don't have faith in either right now. And that's a really hard thing to say against the New Jersey Devils, who do have a powerful offense, mm-hmm. but you can't trust them out there, especially on the road, laying this much juice. I don't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole, Kevin.
All right, quickly, Joe, before we let you go, a number I think a lot of people are going to be looking at is Toronto minus 146 live against Vegas, or maybe an over 4.5. This looks like it's going to be a scoreless first period here with Toronto and Vegas. Are you interested in this game live?
Yeah, I'm absolutely all over Vegas in this one. I know Toronto just won it last week, but I think Vegas has every opportunity. Jack Eichel back out there on the ice, but I did expect this to be a playoff-style game that under...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
4.5 is a scary place to be at plus 114. But if you're going to take this to the over, I really do think this is a 2-1 style game that probably is won in overtime. So give me Vegas plus 114 and the under 4.5, Kevin.
All right, there we go. Perfect breakdown as always. Joe Madden helping us out on a Tuesday night here at his Game Time Decision Show. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thanks, Kevin. You too.
All right, great stuff there. We've got Dave Sharapan in the mix next year on Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, folks, we're in the mix with you here on a Tuesday night. It is Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Dave Sharapan. And I wish you all could have seen my authentic reaction to Dave's outfit tonight. Man, I got to tell you, Dave, if someone said, hey, what's the craziest thing you've seen Sharapan wear? You know, there's been some big hats. There's been some colorful outfits. Yeah. This, for me, takes the cake. Two hockey teams playing head-to-head tonight. Color's not even in the same ballpark. Vegas hat, Maple Leafs shirt, nuts.
That's the game. That's at least the early game on a board. You can't decide for a side. What do? You play the total. That's what we're looking at. This has been a bar burner. 0-0 after one. He said, I mean, if I come in all the Vegas stuff, they're going to say, you're just wearing Vegas stuff because you live there. If I come into Toronto stuff, they'll be like, you're just pandering to Cam because he's going to be on the show later. We're just keeping it real. Get this game under. That's all. We got a hockey game. That's it.
Oh, you like the under?
Well, let's keep it going. I'm afraid to even say it. After the way things have gone the last couple of days.
What's been going on?
Yeah, it's just, well, it's Sunday. I had one of those like Penguins Flyers situations. I said, we'll maybe go the under. We'll go against everybody. 7.5 in game. It's 3-3. I said, 10.5 under. We're good. We got to be good. Final score, 7-6. I said, this is the final score.
Not 7-6. How you drew it up.
No, not exactly drew it up. Sunday. No. So,
all right.
Yeah, we're going to just play it easy right now.
I will tell you this. It was a shame you were not here yesterday. Because you did miss, genuinely, no exaggerating, my best bet of the hockey season so far. You know, sometimes, and every bettor goes through this, right? We all have our respective units, and I feel at times the frequency of, man, I love this, step up, get punched in the head is very frustrating. But Duchesne... Matt Duchesne, Duchesne, it could be anything. But there you go. Him to record a point was minus 130 last night against the Isles. He scored their first goal of the game. It was the most I've liked a hockey bet. We stepped up for it, and it came in. And I was really excited to get your take on it. But you were out. I don't know why. It's all good. People have days off, or you were ill. Either were options. But you did miss out on it. And I'm not on the ice tonight. I couldn't force a pick. I didn't like anything.
You didn't like anything on the board today?
Okay, that's not
true. With all of these games?
That's not true.
Too much on the menu?
But I'm now a... No. I found exactly what I wanted. The problem is, I had a real, you don't know how as much hockey as you think kid moment. So Cal Makar, who I know is great, okay?
Yes.
I know he's great.
Yes.
Has had a nothing month. He's done nothing all month, okay? So I thought maybe got some value tonight. What's he to get a point? Oh, my goodness, it's minus 290. Okay, so maybe we'll then bet the assist. Oh, my goodness, it's almost minus 200. I'm out of here. And I left. I could bet him for 2 points, but See, then we're climbing the ladder unnecessarily. Yeah. He's only got 3 points in a month. I couldn't climb that ladder.
No. That's a really good hockey game tonight, too. Okay, that's one that I think, you know, we'll have an eye on here at the house for sure. Stars and Avalanche, I mean, the first thought there is this is the Western Conference Final preview. This very well could be it. Something to keep an eye on. Avalanche at home have been just straight cash. And you catch the Stars on a weird scheduling quirk on a back-to-back where they were home in Dallas, lose to the Islanders yesterday in another under game, and go to Colorado tonight in what should be an over game. But good move. The only player, I mean, you can play McKinnon to get a point if you want to dabble. I mean, he gets a point in every home game. Wetzel has a bet on him to get a point in every home game he plays this season. He's 28 for 28. So,
yeah,
there's just a little side piece for you if you feel the need to get involved in the hockey. But anything in Pittsburgh-Vancouver later, that's another one. It's a big board.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. Listen, I'm not reinventing the wheel here, okay? And I'm not going to pretend that I am. But I have a very simple format for these games. I need a home team that's favored with a total of 6.5. That's where we go, okay? Perfect. We very rarely break off that, okay? And we're looking for their best players, and we're trying to figure out who's due, and that's kind of the way it lines up mostly, all right? But, look, we'll see. Again, I've enjoyed the ice. That's because it's largely been going well. But I couldn't force one tonight. Especially the McCaw. I couldn't bet Cal. I'm not as smart as I think I am. The books were prepared. any NBA games that caught your eye tonight?
What's going on with the Knicks? What happened with that game? I did my other shows and then went away and woke up and saw that the morning line was 3.5-4. It closed 6.5. No Brunson?
Yeah, one's out. No.
Oh.
No Brunson.
Yes.
No Brunson, no Randall, no OG, no Hartenstein. They're out.
Which means no cover for the Pelicans. It's easy. That's usually what that ends up meaning. So, they win. They don't cover. The Knicks may win outright.
Knicks by a lot.
And then OKC, big number tonight against Houston. Houston's so bad on the road.
You know what's funny, though?
What?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? So they just played Houston, right?
Yeah.
In Houston, laid 6.5, okay?
Right.
So we flip. So we flip tonight. Let's see where the number is now. Let's see. What do we have? Is it down to 9.5?
I got 10.
Still at 10. All right.
Yeah.
I see it 10, right? But call it 10.5. It'll make it easy. That means that we're going home court worth 2 points. Hang the number, right? We go 6.5 to neutral. It's 8.5. We go to Oklahoma City. It's 10.5. All good. But they didn't move it a touch for the fact that they just smashed them. They didn't move it a touch considering how much better Houston is at home than on the road, right? And in fact, there's more 10s in the market than 10.5. So I was like, oh, maybe the Rockets can hang with inside the number, but I'm tired of kind of getting punched in the head by the Thunder, which has happened a few times. So I'm good.
I think a lot of people.
I think. Yeah, I'm good. K-Dub, I'm good on that number.
The NBA gets so hard after the All-Star break because the home teams against bad teams, good home teams against bad road teams, there's an extra point thrown on there. Minimum. There just is on the favorites. Today, look at the board. Who's playing Washington against Golden State? I mean, people in the building that are season ticket holders for Washington not doing that today. Who's taking the Celtics or who's not taking the Celtics against the Sixers? Another big number.
I'm on the Sixers.
Got to be on the Sixers. And under that game?
Nah, I didn't have a good read on the total. I spoke to someone who told me they liked the over, but I didn't have a – I don't know. This I was going to bet the Hawks, and I pulled back.
Ooh.
And they're about to be up 12-0.
Yeah.
So that's a little annoying.
That's
like,
a good start.
Like, it doesn't mean that they're going to win in cover, but
no,
that's a little annoying.
Yeah.
What, right away, 12-0. So there's that.
It's early.
There's
that's
that.
Fine. What about Detroit catching all those points against the Bulls coming up? That's another
one. Yeah, second leg of a back-to-back. I mean, is Detroit going to be fired up after what happened last night?
Yes.
Are they, though? I mean, Monty's terrible. We told people this. He's terrible.
Come on.
What? Oh. He is. He's no good.
It's hard to believe the Bulls are laying double digits. That's when you look at that one and you go, okay, you know, when you're in the book and they're coming in and they're putting the Bulls in the teasers and they're just laying the Bulls.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, if you want to bet that, good, that's fine, but the books are glad to take it. How about this college basketball board? I mean, there's a lot going on.
Kentucky hit a big three before the half, cut it to 8. The game is closer than the score suggests. I'll say that, but it doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the line's 4.5, so it doesn't really matter. I can't call up the books and say, hey, I'd like you to grade that as a Kentucky 4-point loss. It was closer than the numbers suggest.
Have you seen games like that? What about the bad teams in college basketball? Georgetown catching a boatload today against Villanova. Second half just started. I mean, how do you take Georgetown at this point? You can't.
Well, I'll tell you how you take Georgetown. Most people, it's their first time taking Georgetown, and then it's their last time taking Georgetown. Happened to me.
What?
Happened to me. You know, I think I took DePaul once, and then that was it. And then we were good. Oh, we're like, all right, never mind. Yeah. Not doing that again. That's how these things go. I got to tell you, Dave, I'm starting it, and I shouldn't. I'm starting to hate this Houston team. I am. How many bets came in this weekend on this Houston team for beating Baylor to win the title?
Well, a lot. I mean, after that happened, they're the odds on favorite. Look when you see the board for the NCAA futures, they're the odds on favorite now. And again, not that it's not justified, but I just don't know if they have that thing. I'm not sold on them.
Yeah,
myself, but listen, there's a lot of people that are. There's a lot of people in the books, a lot of people that I know that'll be rooting against them. This is what ultimately ends up happening. When you work in the book and you're kind of a company guy, you're rooting at least for maybe getting a bonus, which they never come through with. It's amazing. But when you root for what the house needs, you know, you go, I'm rooting against Houston. Okay. I'm rooting against Purdue. That's easy. And I'm rooting against UConn. Those are the three odds on favorites, only ones left in single digits in NCAA futures. Then after that, it's a crapshoot. You start to take shots. I mean, do you go on North Carolina after yesterday, K-Dub? I don't know. A lot of talk about Kentucky. They're going to go to Mississippi State and lose today.
Right. I'll say this, and we had this conversation earlier in the show. But, you know, the idea, if Kentucky loses, we're going to get some more value. If Kentucky loses, it's a lot of insight into what you can expect in this tournament. Here's what you need out of Kentucky if you want to make money on the ticket. Round one, they need to play a team they're much better than, play terribly and sneak out the win.
Smoke.
Then they need to crack whoever they play in the round of 32 because they just played a bad game. And now you're in the Sweet 16. You're holding 30, 35, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hope that somebody eliminated, they're a favorite in the game. Hope somebody eliminated somebody. And then at the Elite Eight, tap out. And you just start playing off the number. But that's about.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
That feels about right.
You just laid it out.
I appreciate it. We'll do it again on Thursday. We'll get your best bet on the way out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid, we close out Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. Coming up next, we'll, of course, be in-game live, so make sure you stay locked here on Sports Grid. A lot of good action for the group to cover, including Kentucky trailing Mississippi State by 8 at the break there. We are rooting on the Kentucky plus 4.5, as well as Justin Edwards over. Some foul trouble for Edwards, costing him the valuable minutes that we were banking on. He will start the second half. Hopefully he can start to catch fire. He does have 2 points. 8.5 is more than accessible. That is one of 2 points prop that we bet tonight. One college, one NBA. In the NBA, we're going to the matchup between Minnesota with the Timberwolves and the Spurs and taking Rudy Gobert for 15-plus points. A little more expensive at minus 135. I mean, listen, folks, you ever miss the college football world? We'll just flash it up behind you. But the Rudy Gobert 15-plus points is at minus 135. And without Karl Anthony Towns, I have every reason to expect the workload will increase massively for Rudy Gobert. Maybe massively is an exaggeration because we don't really need it to increase that much. Rudy Gobert last year had 12 games without Cat where he had shot the ball 8 or more times. He had 15 plus in all of them. This season, he played one game without Cat. He shot it 13 times. He scored 21 points. On the year, when Rudy Gobert gets 10 or more field goal attempts in a game, that's happened 15 times. In 13 of 15, he has scored at least 15 points. He's landed exactly 15 three times, which is why we paid a bit more juice to play that number. So I'm on Rudy Gobert. If you are looking for some late night action, BYU plus 8 in the college game. I think without McCullough, Kansas is up against it here against what is still, for me, one of the 25 best teams in college basketball in the BYU Cougars. And then we're going to take a late-night big shot, 21.5 points with San Jose State. I know they only have 2 wins in the conference. We're not looking for a win. We're looking for a cover, and I think they can get that against San Diego State. They played this team tight once, and they don't even need to play them tight again. Just backdoor, big-time number. Kevin Walsh, it's Game Time Decision. I'll see you Thursday.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.